This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Rescuers are racing against time to find survivors Tuesday as the death toll from Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades rose to more than 2,800. Rescue teams and search dogs have been picking through rubble in a rural area east of the epicenter of Friday's devastating earthquake. Teams from Spain, Britain, and Qatar have joined Moroccan rescue efforts after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck late Friday in the High Atlas Mountains, with the epicenter 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakesh. Meanwhile, in Geneva Tuesday, the International Federation of the Red Cross made an emergency appeal to raise $112 million to deliver assistance to the victims of the earthquake. IFRC Global Director for Moroccan Operations, Carolyn Holt, told a news conference in Geneva the money was to go to top off $1.1 million approved by the organization's emergency fund 24 hours after the earthquake occurred.
Our teams were on the ground immediately, coordinating closely with the local authorities to provide help to affected people and to assess the situation. They have been supporting local and national authorities in the search and rescue operation, the window of which, of course, must be coming to a close soon.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has asserted the criminal cases against former U.S. President Donald Trump are political revenge that show the fundamental corruption of the United States. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Speaking at an Eastern Economic Forum gathering in Russia, Putin said Tuesday the prosecution of Trump is good because it shows the rottenness of the American political system. Opinion polls, he said, indicate Trump is by far the strongest contender to become the Republican Party's candidate in the 2024 presidential election. During his 4 years in the White House, Trump repeatedly touted his relationship with Putin. However, the Russian leader says his country's poor relations with the U.S. are unlikely to change much, regardless of who was president. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. An official from the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies told reporters Tuesday the death toll from flooding in eastern Libya could reach the thousands. Officials in eastern Libya said Monday as many as 2,000 people were believed dead in the city of Derna. Speaking to reporters remotely during a briefing in Geneva, the head of the Red Cross Red Crescent Libya delegation, Tamar Ramadan, said the death toll is indeed huge, but they do not yet have a definite number.
We confirm from our independent sources of information that number of missing people is hitting 10,000 persons so far.
The area was hit hard by torrential rains and flooding from the Mediterranean storm Daniel, causing dams to burst and entire neighborhoods to be washed away. Video posted to social media showed streets turned into raging rivers in Derna, as well as Benghazi, Susa, Al Baida, and El Marj. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia to see President Vladimir Putin for the two isolated leaders' second meeting. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
After decades of hot and cold relations, Russia and North Korea are getting closer since the Ukraine invasion, and Kim Jong-un's now in Russia, expected to ask for financial aid and military technology in exchange for munitions such as artillery shells and rockets. Political science professor James D.J. Brown says there's likely to be a deal between the two countries.
I would expect that there would be some agreement for North Korea to provide artillery shells, but from the Russian side, I think that it would be more likely that food, energy will be provided. I think they'll hold back on providing kind of high-tech military technology, at least publicly.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Rainstorms battering southern China have killed at least seven people and allowed dozens of crocodiles to escape from a farm. Nearby residents were advised to stay home after more than 70 crocodiles reportedly escaped from the city of Maoming. The U.S. cave researcher who became seriously ill deep inside a turkey cave is now back on solid ground. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Dozens of rescuers cheering after American Mark Dickey was pulled from the Morka cave in southern Turkey.
It is amazing to be above ground again.
He was strapped to a stretcher, suspended vertically by wires because the cave entrance was so narrow. The 40-year-old fell seriously ill September 2nd while he was some 3,000 feet below ground.
I kept throwing up blood. And then my consciousness started to get harder to hold on to. And I reached the point that I was like, I'm not going to live.
Dickey is thanking the hundreds of international rescue group members who responded to his health crisis, including a Hungarian doctor who descended into the cave to provide medical support. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.